Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Monday, June 6th, 2022. Today he is talking about our need to disregard our egos. You have, most effectively, fooled yourselves about who you are. You are never alone. There is only one, and this is not a limitation. You, every sentient being, are one with Source, always and without interruption. For you to be separated is impossible. However, by incarnating as a human, each one of you chose to experience separation and amnesia. The separation that you are experiencing is unreal, illusory, and when you awaken, the illusion and all its effects will just dissolve, leaving behind no trace or memory whatsoever. The way lovewards towards your awakening is via your daily periods of quiet and stillness within your holy inner sanctuaries, where love waits constantly and most patiently for your invitation for it to embrace you. Because of your doubts about your worthiness to enter into the presence of God, you have placed a shield, a veil, a faint mistiness between you in your human form and the oneness with which you are eternally and inseparably one, making it very difficult for you to be aware of, conscious of, that divine state from which you have never, for even an instant, departed. You are eternally, since the moment of your creation, inseparably one with Mother, Father, God, in a state of complete harmony and bliss. That is very hard for you to accept as the divine truth, because you so expertly constructed the illusory state into which you chose to enter in order to block from yourselves any knowledge of your true nature. You have most effectively fooled yourselves about who you are, about your true and unchangeable divine nature. That is why your daily times of quietness deep within yourselves, where you choose not to engage with the distractions with which your egos, the illusory or dream state of the collective ego, are constantly bombarding you. That is their purpose. Because when you finally choose, as you will, to pay them no attention, they will be no more, and that is something that absolutely terrifies them. The part of you that is in fear is your ego, and it wants desperately to keep you focused on fear, on thoughts of, oh my God, what if, or maybe this, I hope not, because your fear guarantees its survival. All you have to do is face your fear and move beyond it, because you know deep within yourselves that there is nothing to fear. Momentary fear can be useful to bring to your attention a threat to your physical bodies right now, so that you can circumvent or evade it. However, fear is only meant to be momentary. But over the eons, your various families, tribes, and nations have developed it beautifully as a means to control you, and you are taught from infancy to give your sovereign power, it is yours and yours alone, away to self-appointed authority figures overseeing factions, syndicates, or consortiums that they have established to control and manipulate you for your own good. The ego delights in power over others so that it can control and manipulate them. But that is not power, it is just a momentary sensation that it keeps on needing to reconfirm and re-establish. Apparent power over others is very seductive, and your egos are always seeking it by expressing themselves as authority figures or victims, both of which are just ego-driven ones desperately seeking attention, admiration or pity. But what they are truly seeking outside the self in this manner, where it can never be found, is love. Love is the only true power. It needs nothing because it has everything, which it offers freely and abundantly to everyone. It is your power, which is always available, longing to flow through you in absolute abundance, to embrace all with whom you interact in any manner at all. You have all met and interacted at some time with at least one person who has demonstrated unconditional love and acceptance of you or others, and it always leaves a lasting and inspiring impression. Well, understand that you are that person. Frequently, however, you mask yourselves, most excellently demonstrated during the last 2 years, because you do not trust yourselves, believing that others will judge you as weak and perhaps take advantage of you if you offer kindness and compassion. You all wonder how others see you and hear you and what their opinions of you are, and this is an egoic mannerism of which you are mostly unaware because you identify with it. You think it is who you are. Believing that leads you to behave in a fashion that you think and hope will gain you the appreciation and respect of your peer group. But no matter how much appreciation and respect it appears that you are receiving, never mind what they may be saying about you behind your back, it is never enough. You always need more. You are perfectly well able to understand that your egos will never be satisfied, that there will always be something more that they insist you need to make you happy, to bring you peace. Well, now is the time to cease paying attention to them, to let them go. They have never served you well, they are incapable of doing so, and you know that because you are constantly feeling dissatisfied with your lives. I'm not smart, attractive, intelligent, wealthy, respected, honored, enough, as they direct your focus of attention on your seeming inadequacies, all of which are invalid. You are a divine and therefore perfect creation of Mother, Father, God. So demonstrate your love, honor, and respect for Mother, Father, God by loving, honoring, and respecting her perfect creations, you yourselves. The lesson to learn from being a human in form is that you were created perfect to be just you, no one else, just you. However, your egos keep on suggesting that you should model yourselves on others, truly successful people, others who may in fact be attempting to model themselves on you, because as you, you can never be good enough. What a totally insane philosophy to attempt to live by. Let go of your egos now. Be yourselves, your true loving, perfect selves. Enjoy life because, as you will find, there is so much about it that is truly enjoyable when you let go of negative self-judgment and doubt. With so very much love, Saul.